Hello. Hello, and welcome to Kiss and Tellcast. This is episode 19.
Is it?
I didn't even I just looked at you.
Are you sure?
Just looked you right in the eyes, Mark. That sweet intro was from our good friend Baby Giraffes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we refer to him as Baby Giraffes or Bass Millionaire.
I don't know. I'm very confused about it.
What's the proper etiquette?
I think we should just call him Timothy, right?
Mm-hmm. Timothy. Okay.
My friend Tim.
It was pretty sweet. This is episode 19. We are nearing the end of our teenage years. We're almost ready to graduate into... I feel like age 20 is largely symbolic because you don't really gain any...
Yeah, it's a weird
middle
ground.
There's no new right. It's kind of a waste of time. It's just... I almost said it's double digits.
It feels like double digits,
it's
though.
It's basically the same thing. This is Kiss and Tellcast. The rules are you send in your secrets anonymously and we talk about them also anonymously. nobody knows who we are or from whence we broadcast. Mari, I think it's time to just leap into some secrets.
Okay.
We got a lot to cover today.
I considered getting a job as a pole dancer after watching a bulimic girl on Intervention and Kristen Stewart in Welcome to the Rileys. Seemed like easy money, which is something I would like as a broke college student, guiltily relying on my parents. But ultimately, I have very little self-confidence, especially not in my looks. I'm posting it here because I can't think of anyone I could ever confess this to.
Okay, I have just two things I want to cover in this. Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts?
I'm going to just let you go for it.
Okay, so the first one is the bulimic girl.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe it's not correct, but when I imagine a bulimic girl, I imagine someone that's vastly underweight. Right.
Uh-huh.
And so Intervention, I assume, is some sort of crazy television show.
I think it's an intervention show.
And that's what I gather. And that I'm imagining that, you know, that there was this really skinny pole-like girl grinding all up on a pole.
I have no idea. I don't know what this Kristen Stewart movie is.
I don't either.
And I also got really confused because I don't care about her. And I always think Kirsten Dunst.
That's a different person.
And I think, what's this new Kirsten Dunst movie that everyone's talking about?
She's a pole dancer. I guess the only reason this is the bulimic thing rings a bell is I saw a weird site.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that sometimes you just stumble on something and you just don't quite understand how you got there.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a skinny girl fetish site. Like just one of those whatever, you know, there's sites for everything, just whatever crazy thing you can mm-hmm. think of.
Was it a Tumblr?
No. It was a site. It was one of those things where like you're on a torrent site or something and you get.
Oh, I see.
Some kind
you
of
get a bunch of pop-ups. Yeah,
yeah, but anyway, there was one, but it was all like anorexic and bulimic.
Like
it
super, was, super skinny?
It was basically skeleton porn.
Are you familiar with the phrase thinspo?
No.
Thinspiration?
What is that?
Thinspiration is like, I'm not really sure what it is exactly, but it's something like teenage girls obsess, not girls necessarily, but people obsessing over... like super thin models, and they have like thinspo blogs, and it's just thin, 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 thin.
Just to get you to be thin.
It's yeah, and there's like a weird community around it where like these girls or boys, whatever, encourage each other to get really thin.
Whoa, do you think that I could? Do you think there's like menspo?
Menspo,
menspiration, and then you just have
different.
Like pictures of tough looking. I've almost thought about that. Just like have some pictures of tough looking dudes, just to remind me to be a tough looking dude.
It's basically that, but I don't know. It doesn't seem entirely healthy.
Okay, I'm worried about thinspo. I think it doesn't sound good. I think minspo sounds great.
What is... Okay.
So you just got... like walking out the door, just on the door, you have a picture of just the dude with just some rock hard abs. And you're like, all right.
It's not rock hard abs, though. It's like super... super skinny.
No, that's thinspo. I'm talking about minspo.
Okay.
So when you got minspo, you've got maybe like some like Brad Pitt Fight Club abs.
Or like
up on the door.
300.
Yeah, I don't know. Those seem very...
Those are real, though. I mean,
I know, but those are still kind of crunched up. To me, the hallmark of good abs is when you can stand up and kind of lean back and still have a six-pack. And that's Fight Club abs. It's just a different kind of abs.
Huh.
It's not the crunch for... Anyway.
What about abspo?
I don't know. Minspo, I feel like, has a much
Minspo has a terrible ring to it.
Anybody out there who wants to start a Minspo Tumblr for me, please do so. The second thing I wanted to talk about is a certain young lady of whom I was very fond and who I was involved with and so on when I was about 19, who I think I've mentioned in various contexts, but I won't go into that. Got a job at a gentleman's club in Amarillo called Cassidy's.
Okay.
And it was a little weird. It was, I think it was before she and I were involved and I knew she was doing it and she was kind of casual about it, but it was basically just this. It was like,
she was 19. How old was she? You were 19.
No, she must've been 19 too. I think you could be 18.
Right. Okay. I'm just asking. Yeah.
I think she was 18 or 19. Mm-hmm. So she starts dancing at Cassidy's.
That's crazy.
But it's the same kind of thing. Like she's 18, 19, needs some money. She's super hot. So it just made sense.
Uh-huh.
Problem though.
Oh, you've told me this story.
So we had another friend.
Yeah.
Who, was a little bit younger, but also cutie and probably could have done this. But anyway, she heard one day that her dad was going to go to Cassidy's.
Uh-huh.
This friend of ours.
That's weird.
Was going to go to Cassidy's on a, like a work thing.
Yeah.
Like a happy hour work thing. Problem was, is the cutie girl dancing at Cassidy's, her dad worked there too.
Uh-huh.
And he was going to show up. They were going to show up at Cassidy's and he was going to have a terrible surprise. And I don't think she put in 2 weeks' notice. I think she just did show up to her shift.
That makes sense.
That time after that. And I think pretty sure that was the end of her dancing days.
That's a close call.
No. And a few years later, she ended up in the Navy. And I don't know if those things were related.
Oh, how weird.
Yeah, but there it is.
I guess that's like a money thing. They're kind of related.
They're basically the same thing.
You think so?
No. There's lots of poles on ships.
The North Pole and the South Pole.
Anyway, I think that's the only person I've like personally known that did it. And for her, I mean, she's a nice gal. She's still in touch with her. And I don't think she wasn't super creepy or, you know, it wasn't like a sleazy thing. It's kind of a sleazy thing, but she just did it for some extra bucks. And
yeah,
there it was.
Well, I had that porn star roommate.
Which is a whole nother level.
Yeah, it's another level. But I think it was just...
You're talking about Corey, right? Corey Schmitz.
Yeah, I'm talking about Corey Schmitz. CoreySchmitz.com. Oh, man, that'd be such a good prank if you could take over their website.
What if we could maybe get some like Corey Menspo images up?
Corey Menspo? CoreyMenspo.com?
CoreyMenspo.com.
I want to buy CoreySchmitz.net and CoreySchmitz.biz and .org.
.org. Yeah. .me.
Yeah.
.xxx. They're going to release that soon, I think.
Are they really doing that?
Well, I don't know. There's talk. Okay. Yes. You had a porn star roommate.
I think the kind of, it was just like, no, actually she probably did have sex. It wasn't just like, I'm naked.
Just talk about it.
I'm pretty sure she had sex.
No, I think you told me her site. Didn't we put it in the show notes?
We did. But anyway, you know, she's super nice and whatever. If you're like worried about your looks, whatever.
Has a fetish for that, for whatever you look like. No. I'm not casting any kind of opinion or dispersion or anything on exotic dancing or porn or any of that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like you're super into it. Maybe you just wanted to mention that this is something you thought about. I think that's fine.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to a strip club and it's just because it seems completely unsexy to me to just sit and gawk.
There are definitely creepos and it's,
Mariah, how many strip clubs have you been to?
I've been to two.
Okay.
The most recent one was called the Dancing Bear, or maybe it was just Dancing Bear.
Was that a men's vocal?
Yeah, it was a bear. No, it was B-A-R-E, I think.
Okay, I think. It's clever.
It's just very surreal. Like all the lights are different, you know? It's like very dark and different things are illuminated. And then a woman comes out and she dances and she's really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so strange.
Were they pretty ladies or?
Both. This Dancing Bear was actually pretty good, I think. The first one was strange. I don't remember what the name of that one was, but it's like very surprisingly good sometimes.
I don't know, but it just doesn't interest me at all.
No, it seems whatever.
What's next?
I live in a small city with a great art college. I constantly hate on all the artsy kids whenever I'm out and about, full of hatred towards them. Sometimes I even feel physically ill at the sight of them with their stupid little sketchbooks at the park. But I'm just jealous and resentful that they got to go to school and I didn't.
So this person talking about you?
Maybe.
I see you out there with your sketchbook, Mario, out there in the park.
It You shouldn't hate me for that because it takes a great amount of effort on my part to even leave the apartment. Yeah.
What do you think about this? We went to art school.
Yeah.
Well, did you like those kids?
For me,
I hate those kids.
Cornish kids? Yeah, they're not. They're all right. for me, this is the same thing as people who go out to parks and play guitar or like bros who play frisbee. Like, I like frisbee, but watching other people play frisbee.
No, but wait.
Makes me very judgmental.
Or maybe you need landscape practice and you want to go draw trees. And aren't you always supposed to draw from life? Like, there's a reason to go out with your sketchbook to the park.
Oh, no, there totally is. And like, well, I mean, and there's a reason that people go out and play frisbee, and there's a reason people go out and play guitar, because maybe they have neighbors and they don't want to hear them play awfully. So they go into a public place. But it's just, you know, people get angry about things.
So what about this part that says, I'm jealous that they got to go to school and I didn't?
Well, I guess he's jealous that he didn't get to go to school.
Here's the thing. Yeah. You can go back to school.
Uh-huh.
Mariah.
I can?
Yeah, you can. I can. Anybody. I didn't go to college until I was 26. And it was a little weird, but it went kind of okay for part of it,
yeah.
I guess. I mean, it was kind of all right, right?
Yeah.
There's that Rodney Dangerfield movie, Back to School. I think he goes back when he's 60.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's no real – for art school especially, there's no cutoff date.
Mm.
We had like a 60-year-old woman there.
Yeah, but that was weird.
She was awful.
Did not quite fit in. But nor did the 45-year-old woman.
Which one's 45? Oh, 45. I gotcha. All right. Gotcha. Yeah, she was bad.
Bad news. But people like up to around 30, there were people.
30 easy. Yeah.
Yeah. No problem. I mean, if you want to do it, you can do it. If you want to.
Totally. Yeah.
So do you think, is there any group that you just hate on that you just see and you just hate them?
High school kids, probably.
Just kiddos when high they're schools. Around.
Yeah.
They're so strange.
And anyone who eats at Yogurtland.
Do you hate everyone at Yogurtland?
I've had to go in there several times.
Okay, 99% of the people that eat at Yogurtland are Asian.
Yeah, so? I wasn't going to say Asians because that's going to come off as
no, but here's what's funny. There's a reasonable explanation about it, but it's funny because my whole office, we're just down the street.
Yeah.
And
do they love Yogurtland?
Well, everybody went one day, like right after it opened, and I decided to tag along.
Yeah,
and
don't do that.
No, it was funny. It had just opened and they wanted to go check it out. So I decided to tag along. And among my coworkers are one, a guy from Portugal who's lived in the US for quite a while, but there's still things that he's maybe not super used to.
Okay. And then, like what?
I'm
sorry. And then
also a guy from Israel who just moved from Tel Aviv like weeks ago.
That's crazy.
Maybe a couple months ago.
That's crazy.
And so we go into Yogurtland and look around.
Uh-huh.
And the guy from Tel Aviv says, okay, I'm going to ask you a racist question. And before he could even ask it, I knew what he was going to ask because every single person was Asian. Every person.
I know.
It was full.
I know. It's ridiculous.
And then a few moments later, I walked up to the guy from Portugal and he said almost the same thing. And the real reasonable explanation is that is where the Seattle Central Community College International Student Housing is right there.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense. But it is, you walk in there and it's,
I really don't know what it is. I feel like
Asians love frozen yogurt.
Why would they do that? Maybe there have been tests and that sort of interior design really attracts their eye or something.
Well, largely it's probably just because it's foreign exchange students and they don't know a lot of places to go and it's just right there.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think?
I guess it is right there.
But they also, I feel like, saw it coming because there's certain things on the, like in the little buffet thing.
There's like mochi. And
They know. Yeah. They know what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even. Why are we talking about this?
Because I hate everybody that eats there.
Everyone that
I go in and I don't get anything. I just sit there with Corey and I feel like everyone's judging me.
So Mari hates high schoolers, people that love yogurt, and
you
Asians.
You can love yogurt. I just don't.
Don't go to Yogurtland.
Just don't go there.
Okay. What's next?
I wish my first time having sex wasn't so short and painful. Honestly, I want to take back my virginity and try it again.
This is kind of sad, Mari. Do you have any thoughts on this?
My first time, I barely remember. I don't even think I finished. I think I just, it started and then I was like, oh, this isn't working. Like, I don't know what I was doing.
I don't think, I kind of think most people's first times are like that. And if you're having a first time with someone who's like, unless you're having a first time with someone more experienced, which happens.
Yeah.
I think this kind of is normal. Like, I don't think if both of you don't know what you're doing and it's both of your first time.
Yeah.
It's not going to.
Totally.
It's going to go a little weird.
Yeah, totally. It's just like, you know, these two people and doesn't really work.
Yeah,
at
you got to figure it out.
Yeah, it ends up okay.
Here's the good news.
The good news.
Think about how bad it would be if the first time you had sex was the best time of your life and that it was just downhill.
That'd be pretty bad.
That'd be pretty bad. At least this way, you know, it's going to be better than that. Like, if that was if it was short and painful and not good at all, then you know you got nowhere to go but up.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, look at that. Here I am now, 31. Maybe as far as I know, my best sex is all behind me.
No, shut up.
I'm getting.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I kind of feel like it might be. But if things start to change a little, Mari. But now, you know, here you are. You're just on the brink of things. You had a misstep. You had a clumsy first start, maybe. First step's a doozy.
You just need to have more sex, probably.
Well, maybe.
You think?
Maybe.
You need to keep trying.
I was actually, I mentioned this to Mari earlier. I was reading, you know, just about some nutrition stuff, specifically about this mm-hmm. weightlifting program I'm doing, and
what is it called?
It's just 5x5s. It's this whole thing.
Okay.
But anyway, I was reading about testosterone levels
mm-hmm.
and ways that you can keep your testosterone levels up.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the advice was pretty great. And
what is it?
I mean, some of the stuff was, you know, obvious stuff like don't eat grapefruit. Everybody knows that.
What?
But my two favorite, the two that I came away with for me.
Are you being serious?
That was on the list. The two that I came away with were one, eat broccoli.
Okay.
And two, have sex. And if you eat broccoli and have sex, you should be okay.
Wait, but does masturbation count? It probably does.
Probably even, I think even sexual thoughts counts. You just got to
thinking.
But I think actually having sex is the best for your testosterone right. levels.
Okay.
And you got to eat that broccoli. I'm always on that broccoli train. Love it.
Broccoli train?
Yeah, it's my favorite.
That's my new band name.
Yeah. What's next?
Okay, this one's in poem form.
Okay, yeah. So last week we did. Actually, we should mention for the last email, we did this week's theme is firsts. So that is why people are probably writing about their first times. Additionally, we asked if people would write, you know, submit in the form of a poem.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't pick a lot of those, but I think this is the best one.
The poem one, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
A week or so ago, once my breathing had gone low, I walked into dreamland and was greeted by my mother with a dildo in her hand. Not the mother of another, but my own. Shouldn't this be banned? And so ensued a night, and it gave me such a fright, in which I was afflicted with mom's sexual enrichment. How could this have been depicted? What could this dream have meant? Also, let the record state that I'm a girl and I think I'm straight.
That's a good one.
What is meant rhyming with? Enrichment.
Hey, give me,
I see.
Yeah, you know.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah, we got it. It's a
good job.
It's a unique rhyming form. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for taking the time. Actually, this person had written in already
mm-hmm.
and then chose to write in again in the form in
the poem. Yeah. I think the poem's way better too.
Oh, of course. So actually after that, we got a third email from this person, and it was just like a little kind of feedback, a little follow-up. And it said, hey guys, thanks for letting me share my strange mom sex dream with you. Even if you don't read it on the show, it still feels good that I got to share with someone. Putting it in poem form made me realize it was just a silly dream and I can go ahead and shrug it off. I was seriously freaking out about it. I'll be okay. It's great.
Yeah.
This is a kind of a new poem therapy that we've invented, that anything that's troubling you, you kind of fit into a Dr. Seuss like poem, and then mm-hmm. and then you'll be fine.
Apparently, that's how it works.
So, do you have any comments on this? On one, either the poetry therapy or the mom dream?
Probably more the mom dream than the poetry therapy.
What do you guess?
I was just gonna say exactly, or not like exactly what the person wrote in about, but you know, it's not a big deal. I feel like sometimes you just have dreams about weird things.
No, your brain doesn't give a crap what it dreams about.
Yeah.
And there's all these crazy theories. I don't think anybody's 100% sure why or how dreams work. But the basic kind of theory is some of it has to do with like firing through all the neurons that you've fired through during a day
mm-hmm.
and just kind of recapping. Some of it has to do with, I think, converting from short-term to long-term memory, things like that. So your brain's just kind of shuffling through all this stuff at once mm-hmm. and firing weird. So if at one point in the day you thought about a dildo and one point in the day you thought about your mom,
makes sense.
And maybe at some point you had some kind of lesbian thought, like it just all comes together mm-hmm. in weird ways. I don't know. It's a weird thing. On the one hand, sometimes it just seems like that. Like it's just a mass of the things you think about or are exposed mm-hmm. to during a day. But then there's also those, I feel like that's not the whole story because then you have recurring dreams and things like that, that maybe are, you have maybe subconscious dreams, you know, things that are peeking a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't quite know what to think about it. I think dreams are crazy. I think they're super interesting.
Yeah.
But I think that you can't take them too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely know the feeling where you wake up and you just can't shake the, you know.
Yeah.
There's whatever that dream residue just latches onto you and you can't quite get rid of it. I've had tons of mornings, basically every morning, ruined by like leftover bad dream sauce. I'm glad you worked it out. Mari, do you have anything else for her?
Sounds like I'm glad too.
She's doing great. So maybe everybody out there, poetry therapy. I think you should give it a try.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Three first times. I'm reading this in poem form again, I guess, but it's not a poem. Number one, the first time I tried to give a guy head was in middle school and he came right as I unzipped his pants. Number two, I lost my virginity to a guy with one arm on a trail in Discovery Park when I was 14. I like nature. Number three, my first orgasm wasn't for masturbation. I guess I didn't know what I was doing. It was really great oral sex in 11th grade. Now you're going to ask, do you think this is a guy or a girl? You always ask.
Ryan, do you think this is a guy or a girl?
I think it's a girl. I don't...
I'm a little torn. There's I don't certain... know. Okay, the not having an orgasm until you're in 11th grade sounds like a girl to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to imagine a guy.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my virginity... So this person lost their virginity when they were 14. In 11th grade, you are 16 and 17. So this person did not have an orgasm during their virginity loss, right? And in middle school, this person went down on somebody and didn't get any favors back, sounds like.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a girl. Mm-hmm. To me, for whatever reason, and sorry, ladies, if this is some sort of sexist, but it seems hard. It's hard to imagine a boy making it to 11th grade without having an orgasm.
Yeah.
It seems like that's a girl thing.
So you're on my team.
That's the thing that points to it. Like, mm-hmm. If I ignore that, everything else, I would kind of guess that it was a guy.
Well, for some reason, even like the language, like the way it's written.
Something about it.
Yeah.
These are three great firsts.
Middle school is a very early time for that.
That's like 13. Well, this person was in middle school.
Yeah.
Maybe the guy was...
older?
A little older. Ooh. That happens sometimes.
It does.
Man, I don't know. I knew some girls in middle school that were hanging out with some creepo dropouts from high school.
Those guys are weird.
Yeah, I know. Not cool. I think these girls lost their virginity at like
uh-huh.
13 or something like that.
That's so weird.
I don't know.
How do you feel about the one-armed guy?
The one-armed guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. 14 is young. That's a young time to lose your virginity.
That wasn't his arm.
That wasn't... Oh...
Hey-o.
Wait a second. I don't know. I mean, that's fine. I hope it was someone you knew and not just a one-armed guy. Just a strange one-armed man.
I feel like that's going to give it away if this person has like friends who are listeners. Oh, one-armed Steve.
Oh, it's just old one-armed Steve. He's always running up and down the trails taking virginity. These are great firsts. I guess the thing that throws me off is that there's oral sex in middle school. There's virginity lost in freshman year of high school, but no orgasm until 11th grade. I guess I'm glad that you finally got what you had coming to you. It sounds like you had been doing some favors up until that point without a lot of payback.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you got what you deserved. Congratulations.
Hooray.
Mari, do you have any comments on any of your firsts in these? I think We had talked recently about, at least we talked about my first masturbation or orgasm experience. My semenarchy, if you will, was a surprise.
Let's please not put
you
those.
Won't.
No,
you
it's won't. Not. I mean, let's not try to insert those words into.
I'm going
to
use that
to
word
daily
forever.
Use.
And we talked about my first. I think we've talked about my first sexual experience being kind of weird with a condom that was meant for oral sex and 12 Monkeys was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that my first oral sex, I don't know that I can remember like a specific one instance.
We talked about my first my first time, when I lost my virginity already.
So we've talked about all of our firsts, and we talked about your first, except for you losing your virginity to a guy with one arm.
The first time I had sex with a guy with one arm.
No.
It was actually at the same park. How weird.
Weird. Do you think? Could it have been? I think that's kind of interesting. I kind of like first time sex stories that have a little something to them. Because I don't feel like I ever hear anybody say, or maybe if they do, I just don't even care. Like, I had great sex my first time. We were in a bed and we had sex and there was a penis and a vagina and it was good sex. Mm-hmm. I like it to be, there's, you know, something like this. There's a one-armed guy and you're on a trail. I like my first time. I like the 12 monkeys and the...
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have anything really. It wasn't that great and it kind of hurt. Not enough lubrication.
Oh, I see. I'm not judging your first time. I'm just saying I like this person's, and I'm glad they wrote in.
I like it too.
Yeah. Are we ready to move on?
Yeah. How can this girl in Australia be my girlfriend?
3 question marks.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not really a secret.
So there's this girl in Australia. How is she my girlfriend?
I'm charmed by this. Okay, because I think that's what I like about it. Because I think it's almost like a choose your own adventure. It's like, how are you going to read this? So one is like, oh, there's this girl in Australia. She's beautiful. I love her. How can I get her to be my girlfriend? Through what steps can this girl in Australia become my girlfriend? There's also the idea like this guy wakes up one day and he's got like a I love you card from Sydney. And
is that her name?
Like, no, yes. Sydney from Sydney. No, she's from Melbourne, actually. And he's like, how could this have happened?
He's so confused.
How can this girl in Australia be my girlfriend?
It's like Memento.
Maybe it is like that. Which do you think it is, Mark? Do you think he has a girlfriend in Australia and he wants to get rid of her? Or do you think there's a girl in Australia that he wants to be in his
girlfriend? I'm sure he just woke up one day and had this feeling that he has a girl across the pond or whatever.
There's just somebody out there waiting for him somewhere?
And he doesn't know how that happened.
Okay. Do you feel like you have any mysterious girls in any...
That's all I have.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. I don't know who my followers are on Tumblr.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you've got plenty of strange anonymous ones. Yeah. Across the sea. Like that Weezer song.
I just want to date everybody, kind of.
I know. It's sad that you can't.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know what I would do if I had I would just go get her.
Is this your advice for...
Is this a question? Is this someone asking for advice?
There are 3 question marks. I think it's a question.
So there's 3 questions. Okay. How do you get rid of a girl who's your girlfriend in Australia? Feed her to dingoes. Easy.
How do you get rid of her?
Yeah. That's question one. Like if you want to... How can she be my girlfriend?
I don't think that's what he...
Well, I know, but if it is, I'm answering 3 questions here.
This is a completely different question.
Number one.
Okay.
Feed her to dingoes.
Okay, sure. Dingo babies.
Number two. How do you win her over? Yeah. Like how do you win over this girl? Save her from dingoes.
How do you save her from dingoes?
That's just the regular way.
Do you use a boomerang?
Yeah, probably. Or a didgeridoo.
Our Australian readers or listeners are going to hate us.
Do you think
us.
We have any? Maybe they'll actually write in. I don't know. We've gotten much
I'm pretty sure we have
traffic from
a couple.
Just scare them away with a didgeridoo. And then
that's not what it's for.
It scares dingoes. That's why it exists.
Okay.
It's not it sounds good. And then what's the third one? How can this girl in Australia be... I don't know what the third question
is. If Corey were here, the answer would be put another shrimp on the Barbie.
Probably. You think so? So I feel like that covers it.
Yeah, we nailed it.
Nailed it. What's next?
My first kiss occurred with a boyfriend who thought he was a psychic vampire. Also, he was bisexual, so he thought it was okay to point out all the guys he wanted to fuck. Needless to say, I wish I could take back that first kiss because it was the worst ever. Fuck.
Okay, but wait a second. Forever in my life, when I tell people about my first kiss, I just have to say, it was a nice girl. I don't have much more to say about her. But this person gets to tell everyone for the rest of her life that her first kiss was from a psychic vampire. Why would you take that away from yourself? So much of what's good about life is the stories you get to tell. And I think so often it's people like stories that are maybe not perfect, rosy. Like if I said, you know, if someone wrote in an email and said, I had a really nice first kiss. And
yeah, we're not going to read that.
Nice boyfriend. Who gives a crap? You're not going to get on our show with that nonsense. Yeah. I mean, I had a nice first kiss. It was nice. I had butterflies. It was nice. It was totally normal.
Lame.
First kiss. Lame-o.
How old are you?
14.
Okay.
But if you can come to me and bring me something like this, If you come, if this is what you bring to the table, that you kissed a psychic vampire.
What is a psychic vampire?
Okay. I thought that all vampires had some psychic abilities.
Yeah.
And he was bisexual. He sounds like a real creepo.
Yeah. I think this person is a vampire because of the first kiss.
Oh, I wish I could take back that first kiss because it was worst ever. They're
a vampire.
This person's a vampire. Mm-hmm. Right. I've always thought that being a vampire sounds pretty awesome.
I think so too.
And I should qualify that by saying that probably, you know, the biggest shaping of my early life opinions and knowledge of vampires, there were some Stephen King books. I did read the full Bram Stoker's Dracula,
mm-hmm.
but I think probably what shaped it most were Anne Rice books,
mm-hmm.
which were super homoerotic, sexy dude vampires.
Is that why you want to be a vampire so bad?
I don't know. Well, because, I don't know, they were just so cool. And Lestat figured out drank like the queen blood, and uh-huh. then he could go in the sun and just get a good tan. And then they were switching bodies. Man, it was just pretty sweet. Do you think this person is also psychic and bisexual now? Can you catch that also? Or is it just the vampirism?
I think bisexuality is contagious.
Well, that's too bad. Now, in all honesty, I think this is a great first kiss. I think you're going to be able to tell people about it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good one. I wish my first kiss was a vampire.
I want to kiss a vampire.
I want to kiss a vampire. What's next?
This one's a poem.
It is?
Is it?
I don't think it is.
It looks like a poem.
It's sort of... No, it's not a poem.
I'm going to try to make it. Okay. Well, maybe...
It's like a free verse kind of thing.
I'm a black belt in karate. Yeah, it's not a poem. Every day is a struggle not to beat the shit out of the people I hate. Oh, and I'm in high school. High school sucks.
Great poem.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it.
Pretty poetic.
So, Mari, you liked this one. You wanted to do this one. What drew you to this one?
With great power comes great responsibility.
Isn't that kind of the thing? Aren't you supposed to, like, that's one of the big things of any martial art is self-control.
Yeah.
So by the time you're a black belt, aren't you supposed to not want to beat everybody up?
It's like self-defense and stuff. Yeah, I think your karma, your juice or whatever.
You're supposed to just
put together.
Be so stone cold cool.
Yeah.
That you shouldn't give a crap.
Totally.
Until you're insulted, or your girlfriend or your sister's kidnapped, uh-huh. or the master of your school is murdered, or one of those things happen, then you can lose it.
When there's like 200 guys around you and you have to fight them off.
No, like, you know, when in a, which one is that? One of those early Bruce Lee movies, like
uh-huh.
it was the big thing, like, you know, Japanese karate is superior to Chinese kung fu. And then they go and kill the master at his school, and then Bruce Lee comes and beats up all the Japanese guys. Maybe a little racist.
I don't know if I watched that one.
It's pretty sweet.
Uh-huh.
But then there's also, you know, that's just, I think you got to save it. You got to save, these high school kids are not worth, you got to wait until someone insults your honor or kills your father or do something like that. And then that is when you just lose it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's not being bullied. He just hates people.
I guess.
You can't beat up people just because they're stupid.
Yeah.
Or you will have very tired fists. You will never run out of stupid people to fight. They vastly outnumber you about 6 billion to 1.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to win that battle. The only way to win that battle is to just
change your tune.
And I've talked about it a little bit, but in high school, I kind of changed my attitude and how I got along with people and got mm-hmm. to a point where I got along with everybody. Mm-hmm. There was really nobody that I had any kind of, I didn't hang out with them. I didn't necessarily like them, but mm-hmm. I found a way that I could be at least on pretty good terms with everybody in school.
Yeah.
High school is terrible. Oh, nobody wants to be there. Everybody hates it. And it's just, it's basically the worst thing.
Yeah.
But you're in it to get, like, you're all inmates. If you want to hate somebody, hate mm-hmm. the man. They're just other inmates. They're trapped there with you.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, maybe like lead an uprising, train them to fight with you, like Surf Ninja style.
This is getting really weird.
Yeah, I know. Mari, I don't know what to say. I don't think... I feel like maybe you're missing something in the old black belt. Because it's not just about kicks and punches. I think there's some self-control in there that you need to...
I don't even know how black belt stuff works anymore. Because there are like little kids, like 12-year-old kids with black belts. Or like,
maybe that's what it is. Maybe. You know? In some schools, it's not super hard to get a black belt in just a year or two.
Not to downplay this guy at all.
I don't know. If you're in high school, I don't know. You're in high school. Who knows?
Yeah. I have no idea.
Okay. What's next?
I'm in an open relationship. There's a guy who I have fairly regular sex with, and he told me that he likes me. Shit. I love my boyfriend. I can't like this guy in return. I don't know what to do about this.
This sounds to me like another example of Scott's string theory. There's always strings, Mari.
Of course there's strings.
Always strings. No strings attached does not exist.
Open relationship does not mean no strings attached, though. I think this person's doing it completely wrong.
Well, that's what she thinks. She thought that she was just having some... I don't know. I feel like most of the people that I see on OkCupid stuff who talk about open relationship even say, I have a boyfriend. I'm not looking for that. I'm just looking for sex. I see that a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
feel
weird.
Like I see that way more often. Yeah. In fact, I feel like that's all I see. Or even some would say, like, there's one girl I think who said, I just want more boy smell in my life.
Whoa. Yeah, weird.
So, Mari, what do you have to say about this?
Well, I'm like the opposite. I'm that guy on OkCupid who's in a relationship and just wants more friends. I don't feel like you're supposed to have fairly regular sex with someone you don't actually like.
I love my boyfriend. I can't like this guy in return. I don't know what to do about this. Stop sleeping with him. If you can't like this guy in return,
there's no problem here.
Yeah,
just break
it sounds
up.
Like you're already done, right?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like this is good.
Last secret.
I find jewelry, especially rings, to be terribly unattractive. I could see a cute girl on the street, see she's wearing a ring or whatever, and totally lose my interest. This has become quite problematic.
There's a lot of jewelry out there.
This person's an idiot.
Really? You don't like this?
Why is this happening? I mean, okay, fine. You're not an idiot, but why is this happening?
Well, okay. I've never thought this. But I can totally... I have the same reaction to makeup.
I feel like it's so different, though. It's like clothes.
Well, to me, it is different. Like, I definitely... There's plenty of girls that I'm like, ew, makeup-y.
Uh-huh.
So while that doesn't happen to me for jewelry, maybe there's something that this person has. You're all decorated up like a Christmas tree. You're all tinseled up like a Christmas tree. You look like a cat toy.
Yeah.
A jangly cat toy.
Well, makeup, I feel like it's kind of, it's either subtle or it's way over the top.
Yeah.
And then jewelry, I don't know. It doesn't ever really, I don't ever see Christmas trees walking down the street.
Do you think that where this person lives, there's just some really over the top stuff?
Maybe they live in like New Orleans or something.
And they have tons of rings.
Lots of beads.
I'm a little mixed on this one because on the one hand, I cannot put myself really in a place where I can imagine just hating jewelry. But there's definitely things that I see that just turn me off instantly. Do you have anything like that clothing wise? Is there anything like?
There's not any like specific article of clothing that I hate on, but it's more of like the kind of culture behind it. UGG boots and sweatpants and jeggings and that sort of thing comes. It feels like it's like just very lazy or something. Like, I don't know.
So you wouldn't wear jeggings?
No.
Are you wearing jeggings right now?
I am underneath my jeans.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There's really, I mean, there's certain kinds. I guess I can see that. Like that there's certain clothing that it's not necessarily clothing, but what it says about a person that can kind of turn me off with somebody.
I guess it's not laziness. It's just that weird idea that I'm a full-time student, but I'm going to just crawl out of bed and put on sweatpants and go to class and think this is okay.
That's a common thing.
Yeah,
that is a common thing. If anything, maybe this helps narrow the world down for you a little bit.
I guess so.
There's so many fish in that sea, Mari. Sometimes you need a little help with just arbitrary things to narrow them down.
Yeah.
Something that's, I mean, just being someone that likes short hair helps me just cut out so many girls. I only have so much time. To look at girls in the street.
It makes certain people more special.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested in like what the root is. Like why
where
are you?
Where it started?
Yeah.
Do you think that when he was a baby, he had an aunt that he hated and she had all this jangly jewelry that got up in his little baby grill?
That could be it.
Or there was a girl with jewelry that was mean to him. And when she pointed at him and shook her finger, all the rings were jingling together.
Probably.
Jangling.
Well, I don't think he hates the sound of it.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
The smell of it.
Maybe he hates married people because he hates rings.
He doesn't want to. What's going to happen when you have to put a ring on it someday?
He's just going to get a stamp, a tattoo.
I don't know. Is that what? That's it for our bucket of secrets today, I think.
Uh-huh.
We had a nice batch of secrets. We've got some feedback to roll into. We're going to crank through this. We're going to have a little long show. This first one. Okay, Mari, we were maybe a little hard on somebody last week. So let's read this. Hey guys, it's Two Strikes. A little context. I'm in my 20s and I haven't had any kind of intimate contact with anyone. I can count on one hand all of the girls I've ever been attracted to. Also, this pretty much happens all the time. I'm pretty good at diverting, and I have been looking elsewhere for a while. I haven't found anyone who is interesting or attractive yet. I wrote in and hoped to get it off my chest and tell people without telling anyone. I'm actually kind of embarrassed. I sent it in. P.S. I didn't mean to sound creepy. Don't be embarrassed. That's what this show is for. You can write in. We're not judging you because we don't know you. And we're only judging your situation insofar as you know, the few sentences you sent in. So this is by no means a legitimate or exhaustive evaluation of you or your situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're not creepy. Please don't be embarrassed. Anybody who has written in or is thinking about writing in, there's no reason to be embarrassed. No one's going to know it's you, first of all. And also, we're not really judging you. We're just, I think in this case, we were kind of entertained by some of the wording.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember calling him creepy. Maybe I did.
I don't know. Well, maybe after we expanded on some of the comments a little bit. At any rate, you're totally fine. It sounds like maybe you just haven't found the right lady yet. And sometimes there's lots of fish in the sea, but sometimes you don't just want tuna. You don't just want, you know, one of those fish that there's tons of. You want a special fish. You want a cuttlefish. You want a cool fish like a shark. And sometimes it takes some time to find a shark. Mari, you don't look convinced.
I guess so.
You want a special fish sometimes, Mari. That's all I'm saying.
No, yeah, yeah.
Next, Mari, this is serious. This is in all caps. I cut my hair just for you guys, and it looks horrible. This is all your fault. Mari, what have we done? What have you done?
This is awesome.
Okay, first of all, it is pretty awesome that somebody cut their hair for us.
Yeah.
Without knowing us or us knowing them or having...
Why would you do this?
Why would you do that? But okay, we'll take the blame. We're not going to argue about it.
Sorry, I think you look great.
I think you look fantastic. It's a whole new you. Mm-hmm. You look different. Listen, Mari and I have both come out in favor of short hair.
Did you cut your hair?
Did she? There's something different about you. And I can tell just from the way you typed. There's just something a little different. You got a little... new? Is that a new shirt?
It's a little open, you know? You got a lot of... loose.
Yeah. Okay. The short hair, maybe it's not for everybody. Maybe not everybody can pull off the short hair. Not everybody can pull off long hair.
Yeah.
Maybe you just don't have the right face for it. Maybe it's just not the right time in your life. Maybe it's just not the right season. But we'll take the blame. It's fine. And if anybody comments on your haircut or if you need to explain it, you can totally blame us.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I feel like pretty much anybody out there that wants to blame anybody, I think we're pretty willing to take the blame for...
That's fine.
Just about anything. Yeah. So we think you look great, but the nice thing about hair is it grows back.
Oh yeah.
And now you know that it's not your thing. We got it. This is a little bit of feedback, and it was another poetry submission. It is from our friend Shamrock Girl a few episodes back. Shamrock Girl with cum in my face to spit it. There was no place. His parents were near. I did not leave the room out of fear. Getting caught would be bad. The Shamrock milkshake was all I had. So this was a little bit of explanation. Actually, I think she wrote in last week with more explanation. Basically, the parents were in the next room. She was in a room. There was nowhere to spit it but that. So it would seem case closed, right? Right, Mari? Sounds like a case closed?
Pretty much, yeah.
No. There's evidence. We just got a little bit of evidence this week in form of some feedback. Objection, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to episode 15 and was shocked at your advice about Shamrock Shake spitting. Why weren't you encouraging her to just swallow? Who spits? Like high school girls? I really hope you two are getting good head from girls who don't spit. That is just ridiculous.
Is it ridiculous?
Okay. I have a confession to make.
Uh-huh.
That is the first thing I thought.
Oh, yeah?
Instantly the first thing I thought. And I think the reason I didn't say is, Alyssa was a great guest host.
Yeah.
But in general, I think I was sort of checking everything that I was saying more so than when it's just you and me.
Mm.
And not that necessarily I thought that in particular would offend or whatever, cause problems. Yeah. I just think, I don't know. I feel like I was being a little more careful about what I was saying. Anyway, of course, that's the first thing I thought. Why not swallow it? As far as my first, I think there've been two girls in my life that mm-hmm. have ever spit. And I think in both cases, it was an escalation of intimacy thing.
Right.
Like I think, and maybe not all, but sometimes a girl doesn't swallow early on. Maybe, you know, like that's something you graduate to. At least that's how it was with one of these ladies. Yeah. Later it became, you know, fine.
I think that's how it goes.
And so that can be the case. As for girls that never swallow, I mean, I don't feel like I'm in a great position to judge mm-hmm. not being a lady, but this sounds like it was from a lady.
It does sound like that.
And she sounds like this lady is telling all the other ladies to swallow.
I don't really care.
You don't have an opinion? I think it's a nice ending.
It's a little bit tidier.
It's tidier, and it just doesn't break up the mood of having to go hock a loogie anywhere. I don't know. That is definitely my preference. I don't know that I would like – it's not like – obviously, if I got to that point, things were going pretty well. Uh-huh. Like if there's something to be spit or swallowed, things have gone okay. So I don't think I get too judgy. Maybe – I don't know. There might be like a weird subconscious slightly offended thing.
Mm-hmm.
But – I don't know. I feel like we'll leave this to the ladies to duke it out. And it sounds like this lady is aghast. Is shocked by this feedback.
So, it does sound like she's in high school though, the other Shamrock Shake.
Maybe so. Okay, this next one. Mariah, I take issue with this for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's not a secret.
Okay.
At all. That's the first problem. Second problem is it is not feedback at all. It has nothing to do with our show.
Yeah.
Basically nothing we've ever talked about on the show, except maybe tangentially. But I'm going to read it anyway. One, because I feel like we've had a couple emails along these lines. And
yeah, one or two.
We're just going to get out of the way. I've been having a crisis with my vegetarianism. Since male chicks are cold, I feel like eating eggs is indistinguishable from eating meat. But my protein options are limited, so I don't think I can give them up. Right. How long have you been vegan?
3 years.
How long have I been vegan?
50.
50. 10. 10 how years. Many eggs have you eaten in the last 3 years?
I've eaten zero eggs.
How many eggs do you think I've eaten in the last decade?
It's probably zero.
Probably zero. We are pretty clearly living.
Yeah.
There's no reason to harp on this. Maybe this person just doesn't know. I feel like this information is pretty readily available on the internet. Basically, protein deficiency is kind of made up. Uh-huh. It's just pretty much like in the developed world, if you're eating food, you're probably getting enough protein.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to like protein deficiency. If you've got that going on, you probably have like serious malnourishment.
You're just not eating.
Like you're not eating. Maybe if you're starving in Africa, you have protein problems.
Uh-huh.
If you really can't get this through your head, and people can't, like for whatever reason, all the time, that's one of the top questions.
That's it. Yeah.
Is where do you get your protein?
From plants.
Hey, have you ever seen, Mari, have you ever seen a gorilla?
I probably have, yeah.
Do you know what they eat?
I think they eat eggs.
No, they primarily. Eat plants only, and they are huge and muscular. Do you know what the largest land animal is? It's an elephant.
It's the egg.
It's the egg. Murray, it's an elephant. Do you know what elephants eat?
Also eggs.
Also eggs. No, they eat plants. Rhinoceros, huge, muscular, also eats plants. Bulls, the beef that people eat,
mm-hmm.
comes from an animal that only ate plants. The protein that is in the eggs came from the chickens who were eating grain. I mean, it's not real. This mm-hmm. is not a real question. I mean, and I understand why you might be worried about it, because for some reason in like the public at large, weird mm-hmm. fake knowledge, people think that protein is a problem,
mm-hmm.
but man, just eat some vegetables, eat a balanced diet. Maybe if you're working out and you're an athlete, drink some protein shakes mm-hmm. or eat some Clif Bars, but it is for real. You don't need to eat eggs. For serious. I'm so seriously telling you.
Yeah. If you die.
If you die, send in a letter. Please leave in your will to send in a letter. Uh-huh. Like your tombstone can say, should have eaten those eggs.
Yep. Gosh darn it.
Gosh darn it. Okay. So that was our last normal feedback of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to, Mari, what should we call this segment? I don't even know what to call this.
Well, there's kind of, it's kind of a nipple ring theme.
Okay. So last week, this has become an ongoing saga.
Uh-huh.
2 weeks ago in the show notes, as most people probably know by now, sparked by some weird conversation between Mare and Baby Giraffes about my abs, I posted a picture of my abs in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I commented, you know, kind of in closing that I felt kind of weird because no one said anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly this week, half of our feedback was about that picture.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what to do with it, really. It doesn't quite fit in with the normal feedback. I think we're just going to... The plan is Mari's just going to breeze right through it. Mm-hmm. We're going to read through it. We're going to get some points and some counterpoints.
Yeah.
And we're going to see where people land on this issue. I'm a little surprised by all this feedback, but it's kind of funny. So Mari, take it away.
Okay. I didn't know that you have show notes.
Okay.
It's the first one. I didn't write in about the picture of Scott's abs because I didn't believe it was actually him. The guy in the picture is so good looking and so serious that I thought it was a joke. What do you want to hear anyway, Scott? Clearly you know you're one good looking fellow. The nipple ring made me cringe though. So that person's a hater. Scott, I went to the show notes for the first time to see this garden hose abs picture. Wow. Let's just say I'll be checking the notes more often. Wink. I saw your picture, Scott. You're super fucking sexy. I was like, nah, that can't be him. Real life people aren't that hot. Only supermodels and movie stars. Mari must have put that up as some sort of prank. So that's why I didn't say anything. That's a long thought.
No.
I'm sorry. Hugs. Sad face. Sad face. Now I want to see what Mari and Corey look like. Are they both super hot as well? I didn't realize those were links in the show notes. I thought you were just highlighting topics. Holy shit, nipple ring. Goddamn. Why is my tongue not on your body right now? Ah, okay, last one. Hot damn, Scott. After hearing your disappointment about the lack of feedback on your smoking hot hose photo, I knew I had to write in to tell you that you gave me a pretty hot lady boner. Delicious. However, my only qualm is your icky nipple ring. Sorry, but you're not a youngin' anymore, as exemplified by your sexy hairy chest. Take it out and post a revised shot, maybe? Thanks for the mid-work day pick-me-up.
So I think if we tally the votes...
Yeah.
The haters are going to hate.
Okay, so pro and then pro.
So, well, anyway, it doesn't matter because it's gone. That picture was taken in the summer of 2009. And later that summer, I took my nipple ring out while fighting in a park. And
like actual fighting.
I was sparring. Yeah. It hurts a lot
to get punched
in the nipple ring.
I bet.
And so I had taken it out and it got lost in the grass.
That's so
and I
gross.
Just, I went, I think I was traveling after that and I just, I never got an, I never, actually, I think later I tried to get another one and it closed up too much. And so I no longer have one. So I had it for one, I think almost exactly a decade. And then I lost it in the grass. And so now it's gone.
Yuck. Some dog probably ate it.
Probably a dog swallowed it.
Ugh, it's in someone's dog's poop.
Gross. Thank you for the kind words, everybody. Those are very nice of you. I don't know that I was necessarily looking for all of that, but I'm glad I gave someone a hot lady boner.
That person likes the word hot.
I know. There was a lot of hots. Yeah. Thank you for writing. I expect now that people might go look some more. I don't know about the revised shot. Mari, maybe we should have a Men of Kiss and Tellcast swimsuit calendar.
Is it only 2 months long?
Yeah. It's just some inspiration to get people to
menspo.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of menspo.
I'm not really fit for that. I don't know.
That's fine. I'm not really sad to say, I'm not quite in summertime shape.
Can all the pictures just be me with my clothes on and like
just fully dressed.
Sitting somewhere? Yeah. I can do that.
What if it's just a headshot? You could be fully naked.
What if it's just like my hands or something?
Or your feet?
Or what if it's a slow reveal? Up to my face.
I like that. What if it's one of those pens that you turn upside down, your clothes fall off, but you just have other clothes on underneath?
That makes sense.
Yeah. So that's all over all this nonsense, all these emails. We got a lot this week.
Well, can I say that Corey and I are both super hot also?
Yeah, they're just total hotties, obviously. Yeah. How can you not? Okay. Mario Domo is the only Mario Domo in the world. You type in the Google, you're almost certainly going to find Mari.
Yeah, I'm one of the few Odomos. And then I'm the only Mare. So.
Yeah, so don't.
You really easy to find.
And Corey Schmitz is a superstar.
He's, I don't know if he's the most popular Corey Schmitz, but he's on the up and up.
Come on. He's got CoreySchmitz.com. That Menspo site.
That's true.
That sexy Menspo site.
Yeah.
That was all our emails. We got a ton this week. Thank you so much for everybody who wrote in. Please write in more. We need these more secrets. Next week is number 20. We're going to be big boys. It's big kid time. Mari, did you have any show notes?
Nope.
Zero show notes.
I got nothing.
I don't think I had any show notes except for just a little mention. And this is very early in development stages. But Mari and I have been talking a little bit. And for those of you who live in the Northwest, you may know about the Stranger especially if you live in Seattle.
It's the alternative weekly newspaper. Weekly here.
And in Portland, you have the Mercury, and I think you do the – it's a partnership. But there's an amateur erotic film festival mm-hmm. called Hump. And the mm-hmm. idea is you make your own little porno, and you send it in, and it's never screened anywhere except, you know, at the festival, and then all copies are destroyed. Mari and I are talking about doing a kiss and tell submission. And at this point, we're talking about maybe doing a top 10 and maybe reenacting what the secrets are, or doing short animations of the secrets, something like that. Mari is a drawer and I'm an animator, so we could probably do something like that. Anyway, the point of mentioning that, if it does happen, it'll be over the course of several months. But that means we need some banging secrets. Mm-hmm. We need like whiz-bang secrets on par with. Right now, I think my number one is still Butter Sprinkles Handjob Guy.
That's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, that's like our top 10. I think 8 of those are Butter Sprinkles Handjob Guy. So you're going to have to really crank to get it. I know you've got the secrets out there. I don't know if this is any more incentive for you. It'll still be anonymous, but you send it in and you could, you know, be part of this ridiculous thing that lots of people see. So we would really like to do it. It is kind of dependent on getting enough secrets, but I feel like we got a pretty good... We've now talked about 190 secrets, so I feel like we're doing pretty good.
That's too many.
No, it's just the right amount. I think that's it for this week. If you want to submit your secret, it is kissandtellcast.com/tell. It's anonymous. You type it in and send it. It's so easy. But please, I don't know. We feel like we always have to say this. You got to keep them brief. Mm-hmm. We don't talk about those long secrets. Also, follow us on Twitter. Tweet at us. Tweet at us in such a way that your friends and family can see, so they can enjoy the show as well. I feel like the biggest surges we've gotten are from Twitter pals. We mm-hmm. really appreciate that. Like those Twitter shout outs may seem like just some little thing that you're doing, but they get us new questions, new followers. It's super awesome. So we really appreciate it when people do that. Just right now while you're listening, I know you're listening. I know you can hear me. Just tweet right now. Say you're listening to it. It's that easy. You can also follow us on Tumblr. You can also like us on Facebook. There's some discussions on Facebook. Nobody cares about that crap, apparently. Sometimes people do, and then sometimes they don't.
Facebook?
Yeah. Well, no, like the discussion's there. It's there if you want to.
I don't know. Yeah.
I will say I get a kick out of it when people post to that favorite quotes mm-hmm. thread. Because it's just nice to look back and see things that I'd forgotten about that we've said.
Mm-hmm. You can also, like, if you make a status update on Facebook, you can... do a little at Kiss and Tellcast or something.
Yeah, we need your help, y'all. We need your help. Mainly get on that secret train, send us the secrets, but just you got to spread the word a little bit. And we appreciate it so much. Thanks everybody for tuning in. That is it for episode 19, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Kiss and Tellcast.